www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
I'm here to tell you this morning, if you'll start to exercise your faith and place a demand on your faith, look at somebody and tell them, why couldn't it be me? And why couldn't it be now? Sometimes it's somebody else because they were the one that made a demand on their faith. They got out there in that zone that we call uncomfortable until their faith began to manifest that law of increase. Abraham stopped that 10. Where have you stopped? The king smote 3 times. Mediocrity, average. There's an enemy called average. Come on, I said there's an enemy called average. Why are you just average in your praise? Why are you just average in your giving? Why are you just average in the things of God, in your study of the word, in the average? Just enough to get by. Well, you know, just enough to get by means that's a wilderness. That they had just enough. Some of us are waiting for God, and God's waiting for us. I hear God saying, I've already blessed you with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm. Now it's up to you to make a demand on the faith that you have to draw out of that realm what is rightfully yours. Tell somebody, make a demand on your faith. Mediocrity. I did a message years ago called The Medication of Mediocrity. Mediocrity will medicate you. You know, nothing wrong with medication, but you know, somebody that's heavily medicated or sedated, they are not themselves. They are just in a comatose state. Mediocrity will medicate you. It will numb you to what God has for you. I love saying this. God spoke this to me years ago, and I never forgot it, because I used to think, Lord, how can I do all these things? I don't have the strength. But the Lord said, your strength will be sufficient for the task. In other words, you may not have or see how something can be done now, but God says, if I've told you to do it, as you go toward it, you will find the strength for it. You will find the know-how. You will uncover the wisdom. But you have to make a demand on your faith and keep moving forward towards it. Hello, God is, tell somebody, I'm already blessed. I just got to keep moving forward. Last week we talked about stirring up. Is that right? Stirring up. That's what some of us need to do, stir ourselves up. Stir up your emotions. See, you have to get emotionally attached to the vision. See, you know, people that you are not emotionally attached to, they can come or go. But people that you are emotionally attached to, what they do moves you, whether for good or bad. Whether it make you happy or sad, it hurts you because you have emotional attachment. Well, you need to get emotionally attached to the vision. You need to get emotionally attached to the vision of your personal life and not walk in that mediocre, comatose state. If he does, he does. If he don't, he don't. No, you need to get attached to it. Now you are making a demand on faith. And faith is a substance. It's that substance you don't see. It's the foundation of something you don't see. You don't see it, but it's there. It's reality. And it'll bring to pass what you believe God for. So we see here mediocrity. Tell somebody again. Place a demand on your faith. Go into 1 Kings chapter 17. Verse 8 of 1 Kings chapter 17. The word of the Lord came unto him, talking about Elijah, saying, "Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongs to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee." Let me pause there just a moment. Do we realize this morning that God has already commanded some stuff for your life? Do you know before you know it, before you meet him, before it happens, God has commanded some stuff. Come on, I said, the Lord has commanded. And if God, there is no counsel beside God. And there is no counsel against God. So if God commanded it, it's got to come to pass. It's got to be there. It's got to happen. But you know what? You have a part to play. I just wonder sometimes. Things that you go to 10, but God commanded something at 1. But you never go to 1. You stop at 10 and get discouraged. But at 1, God is where God commanded. Listen, this is how he works. He's gone before you. He's commanded some stuff. Tell somebody something's got to happen. Because God has commanded it to. His eyes, 2 Chronicles 16:9, his eyes go to and fro throughout all the earth in search of hearts that are perfect toward him, that he might show himself mighty in their behalf. Come on, he's looking for hearts right now that are perfect toward him, that will obey him, that he might show himself mighty in their behalf. He's searching. He's searching for those who will today make a demand on their faith. Take the car off cruise control and put the pedal to the metal and say, "It's time for me to get from behind this truck. He going too slow. Get out of that lane, get in the passing lane and going around him." Amen. That blocking spirit, that hindering spirit. You can't even see what's ahead of you. Listen, you there are a whole lot of stuff you won't see unless you start believing God. I said, see, through faith we understand. A whole lot of things you won't understand till you truly start believing God. Till you let go of some stuff and start believing God for increase. Till you start believing, till you spend enough time before God for God to drop some things in your spirit for you to build on. Amen. To give you a revelation of what your future looks like. You are full of potential. Untapped greatness. Some of y'all, God, you paid for faith to be famous. Oh, don't shout me down now. I said, God's got some of y'all tapped, amen, earmarked to become famous in the eyes of the world. I see right now some. Why? You know why? You know why you feel like you do when I say that? Because you've not allowed your faith. And it had nothing to be. You know, I don't want to get proud. I don't want to get lifted up. No. God will keep you. God knows how. He knows how to keep. He knows how to make you. Tell somebody beside you. I'm pegged for greatness. God gonna put his signature on you. People go, "No, you're not man-made. Man didn't make you. Man didn't put you up. Man didn't do it to you. God did it. God gonna put his signature on you. Made in heaven." Amen. Come on, we have to place a demand on our faith where we are right now. I believe by the end of this service, somebody's gonna go out of here saying, I'm not staying where I'm at in the spirit. Amen. I can't make it happen, but I can sure release my faith and allow God and the Holy Ghost to bring what he has commanded for my life, to bring it into my life. There are some people some of y'all have to meet. I said, there are some people some of you all have to meet. But God's not going to let you meet them in your ignorance. God's not going to let you meet them and you're not believing him for everything he wants you to believe for. You know, people that handle a lot of money and stuff that do these things, that a lot of people won't even deal with small amounts. They won't have, you know, how much they want? No, okay. But when you speak a large amount now, you get their attention. How many know what I'm talking about here? There are people in this house right now that have to meet people. Amen. You don't even feel like you're worthy to, you know, you're not qualified. Not by human standard. But see, God has qualified you in the spirit. There's something you have to bring about. There's something you have to bring to the house. You, hello. There's something that he wants to bring into your life. Hello, a promised land he wants to bring you into. But it's God that has to do it. But he'll do it through you making a demand on your faith. I hear the Lord say, some of us need to stop hanging around. Let me call it this, just low life. You know, eagles don't fly with chickens. I'm not trying to diss anybody or criticize anybody, but I mean, just, you know, add it up. Compare the apples to the oranges. You can't be hanging with the chickens calling yourself an eagle. Birds of a feather will flock together. And there are times where eagles have to fly alone. Hello? Come on, you got to make a demand on your faith. I don't care what they said. Because see, sometimes your best buddies are the ones that subconsciously will keep you in bondage. Or the ones from your past, sometimes they're the ones that will keep you psychologically bound up. Not knowing whether you can do this or not. No, you can't do it. But if you make a demand on your faith, I declare the Holy Ghost will step up in you and make you somebody you've never been before. Cause you to go somewhere you've never gone before. Cause you to understand things you never thought you could understand. Make a demand on your faith.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 32 of The Faith Crisis, The Law of Increase. 2 Chronicles 16 and 9 says, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him." The body of Christ must take heed of the spirit of hindrance. How many times have you attempted to start something and did not complete it? Search out your life and find out if the spirit of hindrance is present in your life. We all have potential that has not been tapped into. Oftentimes, we are looking at things with too small of an eye. God told Joshua to see. Now ask God to open your spiritual eyes to see as he sees.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.